Rainey Clark is at the top of the duty roster to serve as CEO when the regular hospital CEO is absent, regardless of whether it's a planned absence. This is by the book hospital policy. Municipal Attorney Robin Kocek nevertheless urged the hospital board to give Clark the nod formally, even if it was on a very short-term basis. The hospital board also liked the idea of rotating other members of the hospital administration into the CEO role, as has been standard practice. Kocek said that right now, a team really couldn't serve as CEO.
My caution is you really need somebody in charge of the ship.
So the board settled on Clark, and there was some comfort in following established procedures to arrive at that decision. This is Board Chair Celeste Tydenko.
We've already got policies in place. This isn't a huge emergency right now. We do have things that we've already established that are working. But let's meet real soon. Let's get a plan together very, very quickly and make a good plan, not just a knee-jerk plan.
To help, the City of Sitka is providing the support of Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman, Chief Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney, and Municipal Attorney Robin Kocek. Member Lori Hart thought that between the hospital board, hospital staff, and municipal staff, some kind of transition plan could be developed in about 3 weeks. The transition will not involve Jeff Comer, who became CEO of Sitka Community Hospital in October and handed in his resignation around New Year's. Comer vacated his hospital-owned apartment on Sunday, January 4th, turned in his keys, rental car, and laptop, and departed Sitka for Phoenix, Arizona, according to Kocek. Sitka's attorney wanted to clear up any misconception about whether Comer would be entitled to a severance package worth 2 months of his $185,000 salary. She read from an email Comer sent to board members the day before the meeting.
He says, per Section 7A of my employment agreement, the board must pay me for 60 days. That's not what that section says in his contract. So if you can all look at his contract and go to that section, 7A states that he is to give 60 days notice. It doesn't say we're to pay him for 60 days. It says he's to give us 60 days notice.
In his email, Comer agrees to remain available to work telephonically from Arizona to support the hospital during the transition. Kocek felt that didn't fulfill his employment contract. Furthermore, there's the alleged assault. Comer failed to appear for a scheduled meeting with the assembly on January 2nd, saying, through a statement, that he had been attacked and beaten on a local trail that afternoon and feared for his safety. Kocek felt it was best to move on.
He gave us his resignation letter dated the 30th, and then on Friday, he really, really let everyone know by way of the assembly meeting that he was gone, and then Sunday he was on the plane. So I think we're real safe in saying Friday was his last day. Pay him up through Friday, let it go.
But members Hans von Rakowski and Ann Wilkinson were unsure. Von Rakowski expressed concern about contracts and other work that Comer had in progress and which might be difficult for someone else to pick up. Wilkinson wondered if the board should postpone accepting Comer's resignation until they were satisfied that he had left things in order. Kocek thought that was unrealistic.
Ann, I think he's gone.
Yeah.
Elvis left the building.
During public testimony, the hospital board felt some heat, both real and figurative, from the 60 staff and members of the public packed into the hospital's classroom space. There was sentiment that the board was too dependent on the services of the headhunting firm B.E. Smith in hiring Comer, when a simple Google search would have shown that Comer had jumped often between jobs. Physician Richard Wien was clearly disappointed in Comer. He urged the board toward accountability and action.
Real material damage has been caused to this hospital. How is that so? Well, just a couple of examples. I hear nurses are applying to search. Do you know how hard nurses are to get? I heard that the two mid-levels that were coming here were not going to come here or sign contracts because they heard of the financial issues related to this hospital. And it goes on and on and on.
Wien recommended putting a physician on the board. That idea was seconded by member of the public, Owen Kindig, who wanted the board to look beyond traditional models of hospital governance. This is a watershed moment for Sitka, he said. There was also a sense of community in the room and a willingness to work toward a solution. Members of the hospital finance department said that an audit would show that the numbers may not be as bad as Comer had indicated. The mood compelled Assemblymember Ben Maiasato to step forward and remind hospital staffers that they will come out the other side. "You will weather this," he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.